Sex Machine, written by Marie Force, narrated by Bedford Holly and Amber Sparrow at Brickshop Audio, Inc.
Chapter 1. Honey. I want you to fuck me. I'm proud of the fact that I never blink as I stare into the baby blues of the man I just blatantly propositioned. In public, no less. Blake Dempsey chokes on a mouthful of beer, his eyes watering as beer meets lungs in an unholy alliance. For the first time since I walked into the dark, dank bar, my resolve begins to waver as I question the wisdom of this mission. But if I don't take the bull by the horns, literally, I might never know why everyone else makes such a big freaking deal about sex. My best friend, Lauren, has assured me that our old friend Blake Dempsey is the answer to my problem, and she speaks from experience. Tentatively, I pat him on the back, hoping to get him breathing again so we can get back to our conversation, such as it is. Let's face it, he's no use to me dead. As he continues to hack beer out of his airway, people begin to take notice of us, which is the exact opposite of what I wanted. I'd planned to come into the dive bar where Blake has his end-of-the-day beer at exactly 6:30 every night before heading home, alone, make my proposition, and walk out of there with him. I hadn't counted on him choking on his beer or having the eyes of every man in the place on me as I wait for him to recover and give me an answer. What if he says no? Men never say no to Honey Carmichael, which is part of my problem. I have a reputation for attracting them like bees to, well, honey. But I've never been tempted to keep one of them. Thus my well-earned reputation as a love-'em-and-leave-'em kind of gal, even if that's never been my goal. No, I want one I can keep. Eventually. Until I find him, here I am, with my hands on the bull's horns. My dear sweet gran used to say it's not my fault that I was blessed with thick, honey blonde hair, soulful brown eyes, and breasts that have gotten me more attention than I ever wanted since high school. Not to mention the long legs that somehow managed to stay tanned year-round, and an ass that an ex-boyfriend once referred to as a work of art. I'll never deny I've had more than my share of attention from men. The one thing I've never had is a decent orgasm with a man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?